Hey guys, welcome to Digital Soup, a hilariously geeky podcast bringing you the best geeky conversations each and every week. Well, except this week. Jason, hit that music, would you?
All right. Welcome to the Digital Soup podcast, the only podcast that is missing the guy that says this usually. Man.
Yeah, that guy and his horse accidents, I mean.
Exactly.
We're going to have to, he's not quite equestrian, he is not.
No. But due to scheduling conflicts, though,
yeah,
we are unfortunately not going to have a full show this week.
That's right. It's kind of a bummer. It's the first time we've had to kind of take a week off here, but so much going on with new jobs and family stuff and all that fun stuff. Yeah. It's just...
I do think, though, considering that we've, between like our super reviews and super chats and our regular show, we've done well over 100 episodes. We haven't missed a single week where we put out content.
Right.
So, I mean, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say we're doing all right.
It's a high percentage.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Got a lot of uptime. Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, I mean, I guess the one thing, I don't want to give too much away yet, but it's going to be very close by the time you guys are listening to this. Mm-hmm. We are doing something a little different, and I've got a new project coming out that we're going to, we've done a lot of discussion and a lot of talk, and we are, in a sense, killing off the Super Chats aspect from the main show.
Yep.
I'm going to take that concept and run with it on my own with my own project there. So something else coming down the pipe that'll keep me extra busy, but that's all right. And I'm kind of excited about it. I mean,
yeah, Dave's going to be commenting on runway models on every show. Oh, the secret's still. I'll we can edit and post.
I mean, the name of the show was Victoria's Secret.
Oh my.
I thought it was Victor's Secret.
Victor, shoot. It's a different kind of fashion show.
I misread
it. That's the twist.
Oh man,
I'm doing a fashion show from Siberian male models. I would say it'll be hot, but you know, nothing in Siberia is hot.
Here he comes, covered in fur.
I can't tell if he's wearing a coat. Or if he just looks like that.
It's interesting. I watched the movie Alpha today. I don't know if you've ever seen the previews for that one.
I haven't. What is that one about?
So Alpha is a movie about this kid, young man, who it's 20,000 years earlier in Europe. And he's separated from his tribe, basically, after a hunting issue, hunting accident.
Is this the one, something with the wolves?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So it's kind of the first domesticated wolf or canine companion. Gotcha, yeah. It was actually pretty good, but a lot of fur coat wearing terrible blizzard kind of action stuff. It actually reminded me of a live action movie of Ark in some ways.
Oh really?
Yep.
I'll have to check that out. When you said that about the surviving with separated from his tribe, I do remember seeing a little bit about that. It looked interesting.
Yeah, actually not too shabby. A little bit different from the Gray with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that one, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it gets pretty gruesome at points.
You should check that one out, and then we can debate how the end would be.
That's the one where he's fighting a pack of wolves, basically?
Yep.
What else you been watching? Might as well take this. I mean, we're here anyways.
Yeah, we're here anyway.
We don't have to go real long, I guess. You know, there's no full episode, but we can have a little unofficial soup here this week.
Just a little unofficial soup.
As you can hear by my voice, this cold I got, I could probably use a little soup. So,
well, actually, to be honest, what I've been really doing a lot of is listening to the We're Alive podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
And I don't think I'm going to catch up to you, but
I finished it already.
Okay, I'm on chapter 25.
Yeah.
Each one of the chapters is three episodes long. So, I listened to like 75 shows. I had an hour and a half commute earlier this week where I pre-downloaded everything and just the whole way back and forth.
I binged it like, I think I started it on a Wednesday and then I binged it over the course of about a week and a half.
It's actually so well done.
Oh,
some of the voice acting is kind of poor here and there.
Yeah.
Where I am reading a line, but it's right. Actually, other than that, though, it's the sound effects, especially the zombie roars.
And the first time you get into it,
Yeah.
The more intense and the more drawn into it you get. There are points in time coming up. I mean, you're not there yet, but I literally was like fighting back tears at one point. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
I was cutting onions.
Mm-hmm. You know, slicing and dicing a little onions for a little patty melt I was making.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah, right. This is maybe a little teaser. I don't want to ruin it, so hopefully it ends up happening. But been in talks with a guy that wrote and produced that, Casey Whalen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's his last name. Yeah, I've been chatting with him online a little bit, and looks like if schedules line up, we should be hopefully set to do a super chats or something for my unofficial.
Really?
Yeah, unofficial launch title coming up here. So,
oh, awesome. Would you hit him up on Twitter or what?
Yeah. Reached out there and I had a friend of mine. A friend of mine, Clay, CW Daily, at CW Daily online. He's a listener of the show here. I've been with us for a long time listening. And he has his own podcast, a number of them actually, with Cybercast and Bubble Sort Show, I think, is the other one. Huh. But he and a couple of his co-hosts over at Cybercast recommended, because I'd recommended that Wolverine, The Long Night.
Yeah.
And that was really good. And they're like, oh, if you like that kind of stuff, you need to check out We're Alive, because it was so good. It's a little bit older now, but if you've never heard it, listen to it. And so I got into it, and that's when I recommended it to you. Well, somehow one of us put out a tweet or something saying, oh man, I know I'm late to the party. I think I had put some out maybe late to the party, but just, diving into the We're Alive, and they jumped in on it and were like, oh yeah, it's so great. And the producer, writer KC, actually chimed in and said, hey, glad to hear you're enjoying it, blah, blah, blah. And
oh, cool.
Just reached out to him from there. We've had some DMs. He's real tight schedule. He's working on a lot of stuff, it sounds like, but we're hoping to very, very shortly here, sit down and, have a little conversation about his process, about how he goes about writing this, about the series itself. I mean, this went from 2009 to 2014, so it's not like it's new, but he's got a number of other podcasts out, similar worlds and everything else, different iterations on it that he's done that he still has going on right now, which is pretty cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Fantastic.
We'll see. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Hopefully, it doesn't fall through. I mean, I've had that happen before, and you never know when you're trying to schedule interviews and stuff. But as of now, things are looking good. It looks like we should be able to line something up and have a conversation. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, I don't know.
For our listeners, at least check out 5 episodes.
Oh, then, yeah.
Give it at least five. And give it a little time.
And they're not long. Most of them are like 15 minutes. You do get a little bit longer one every now and then, especially towards the season finales. Yep. But
I actually look forward to those longer ones because then I skip the commercials.
right. And they're pretty good, but it's tough. Picking a favorite character is tough because some of them have some arcs that change that made me feel different about the characters. But I'd have to say Saul is one of my favorites. Bert is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You've met Bert already at your point.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah. For a long time.
Yeah. So those two characters, you meet them very early in the series, and they're both a lot of fun.
Datu.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Didn't think he'd last as long as he has so far. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's probably about the extent of it, really, for my movie watching stuff as of late. I did start watching Jurassic Park: Fallen Kingdom, but didn't finish it yet. So
yeah.
How about yourself?
I finally got around to finishing Castle Rock. I know I started it a while ago and then I was two episodes away from the end and I just got sidetracked, real busy with stuff. And the other night finished that up. And I know a lot of people were mad about the ending of that series. Cause it's, I think it's gotten picked up. There'll be another season of it. But a lot of people were like, what the heck? It didn't explain anything, and one of those things. And I thought it was masterful.
I look forward to finishing it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed what they did with it and how they put that into place, because they really set up the next season, and when it all shakes out, that season finale, you're left feeling like, holy crap, this was just all about this one thing. And you didn't even realize it the whole time. Like there was something going on that you didn't even pick up on.
I like it when the writing's good.
Yeah, yeah. Some good stuff there for sure.
Like David mentioned, we're going to be back next week with an actual episode, something special.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the 20th, correct?
Should be the 20th.
Yeah.
Long as schedules don't get crazy, but that should be our big episode 100.
So we're sorry we couldn't give you guys a full-on episode. You get a little taste. We talked a little bit of stuff, but, just randomly, which we didn't intend on, but then we started getting into it. But of course, we want all three of us here for the full magic effect. So we just want to thank you guys again for listening. Make sure you check out digitalsuitpodcast.com for all of our content. To contact us or interact with us in any way, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast. Tell a friend, subscribe, like, the whole nine yards. All three of us at the Digital Suit Podcast want you guys to have an awesome, safe week. And we will be back next time with the full episode. So that's what I've got. Dave, anything else?
Nope, that'll do it. No unsigned music this week, of course. So, you know, it's kind of a weird ending because we're used to throwing it over to that. But take care, everybody. We'll talk to you in a week.
We had rehearsed Bohemian Rhapsody and we were going to harmonize on that.
I know my voice is a little scratchy, though.
Right, we'll have to bring that to the listeners next time.
Is this the real life?
yes, fantasy.
Yeah.
Caught in the landslide.
Ladygators.
I just envision Jack Black doing Bohemian Rhapsody. Take care, guys. Have a good week.
See you later.